Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Super Bowl champion? Check. NFL MVP? Check. Friend of the drive? Absolutely.
Pump fake it. Now cut it inside the five. He's into the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City! Patrick Mahomes, so patient. He waited. He exploded.
The only place in the country where you're going to hear from the Chiefs QB every week is right here on 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Touchdown! Kansas City! And Mahomes is on fire! Five consecutive touchdown drives!
Here's CDOT and Patrick Mahomes.
Our conversation with the quarterback is powered by Google Fiber. A little later than normal in the week, but understandable, especially given the week that we know Patrick Mahomes had. That's how our conversation starts. We had Thanksgiving last week. The Chiefs had a game, and he had the birth of his second child, his son. Patrick, take us through the last 7 days of your life.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it worked out well because you get the family in for Thanksgiving weekend and having the game. So you go to Thanksgiving, you get to watch a lot of football, then you play and you win a football game, and then your family's in town whenever you when you have your baby boy. So it's been a wild ride these last few days, but we're back at home and ready to go for the football game this weekend.
I do want to get back into the conversation about your son, but first, we had this debate on the show. I don't think that you can eat Thanksgiving leftovers once the next week starts. Like, once Monday kicks, I think Thanksgiving leftovers are done. What's the Patrick Mahomes rule on Thanksgiving leftovers?
Yeah, well, for me, I usually only eat them that next day because I try not to be too heavy for the game on Sunday. So I usually eat them Thursday, and then I'll eat them on Friday in the evening time for dinner. And then after that, I usually don't eat them again.
You had turducken. I've never had turducken. What was that like?
It was good, man. The way they cooked it made the turkey even better. So for me, I mean, the duck, I liked it. I wouldn't say I would love duck at all times, but for the holiday, to have the turkey, the duck, and the chicken, it was definitely a great combo.
So we had Mitch Holthus on the show, and I asked him what his favorite side was, and this is a quote. He said that cheesy corn is the Patrick Mahomes of sides. What do you think is the Patrick Mahomes of sides?
For Thanksgiving, I mean, I don't think you can go wrong when you get a little of the mashed potatoes, the mac and cheese, and the sweet potatoes all kind of mixed. So I usually go with those three, kind of mix them all together, and usually make a good stuff happen.
I got a couple of more questions about the birth of your second kid, about your son. Who came up with the idea of nicknaming him Bronze?
Actually, my brother Jackson did. So we were going with Trey at first because the third, obviously, and everything like that. And I started meeting more and more people named Trey or with the nickname Trey. And Jackson came up to me and was like, "What about Bronze? I mean, I kind of had the metal thing going with Sterling and all that, and I thought it was a great idea. And I think it's something that I'm glad that we came up with. I haven't seen anybody else do that.
I actually thought it was going to be like a 3 p.m. or. I thought it was going to be something like that initially. Bronze kind of threw me for a loop a little bit.
Yeah, no, I liked it, though. I mean, I think it sticks well, and you won't hear Patrick a lot for him unless he's in trouble. So I think Bronze will stick with Bronze for now.
No, that's good. And, I mean, I don't know how much you were on social media this week. I know you had a lot going on. It was crazy to see certain people get it over the course of time. Like, once I saw the name, I understood what you guys were trying to do. It took some people a few hours to get, oh, so that's what Bronze means.
Yeah, I didn't see that. I haven't been on social media a ton. Been a little busy, but that's funny that people didn't get it initially.
One quick thing I want to ask you about this, because I've heard LeBron talk about this. LeBron talks about the pressure that he thinks he put on his son by naming him LeBron James Jr., and that's why they really tried to push calling him Bronny more and more. I mean, your son's grandfather will have played Major League Baseball. His dad plays quarterback in the NFL. Have you given that any thought about the pressure and expectations he's going to have having your name?
I haven't. I mean, I have heard LeBron talk about it a little bit, but I mean, I grew up with my dad, and he was in the MLB, and he never pushed me to do anything. I always just did what I wanted and followed my dreams, whatever that was. And I ended up in the NFL. I mean, I don't think it's an added pressure. I think you just let the kids be the kids and follow their dreams and whatever that is, he'll excel in, and I'll just keep giving them the opportunities to do that.
Right now, we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. What's it been like with Sterling at home now, knowing that she's got a younger brother?
She's figuring it out. I think she loves, she wants to, like, hold him and, like, take care of him and everything like that. I think the only thing that she hasn't figured out yet is why mom has someone else on, not her, holding all the time. So she's figuring that part out. But other than that, I mean, she loves her little brother. She wants to play all day. And so we have to tell her to be gentle and then don't throw him like a toy baby. That's a real baby you got there.
Brittany actually tweeted out that Sterling is starting to get to the point where she recognizes you on television. Like, whenever there's something on, I asked you that earlier in the season, but so it's encouraging to now know that she gets to the part where she sees you on television and she says, daddy's on TV.
Yeah, it's really cool, man. And I have a couple commercials out now, and so I'll be sitting there playing in the little playroom with her, and the TV's on, and I'll pop up on a commercial, and I just hear dad, 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 and I look, and she's pointing at the TV. So, I mean, that's a proud moment for sure whenever you hear your daughter saying dad, dad, and knows who you are.
You guys are a big soccer family. Team USA, they advanced from the group stage to now going to the knockout round. I know you've had a lot going on here this week. How much Team USA have you got the chance to watch?
I mean, I watched all that game yesterday, man. I was nervous. I don't know if I've ever been as nervous for a game as those last 20 minutes with Team USA holding off that 1-0 win. But I was nervous, man, and I'm excited for them to get to the knockout stage. I mean, obviously that's the first goal. It's kind of like anything. You got to win your division first. So, I mean, they got to the knockout stage. They're playing Netherlands, who's going to have a great team, and I'm excited and for those guys to go up there and accept that challenge.
Which one's more nerve-wracking? Is it trying to hold a lead like USA's trying to do in that situation, up 1-0, knowing that you need to win this game in order to advance? Or is it the situations where you're down and now you need to come from behind?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever been that nervous for a team. It's like I was back and I was a fan again. So usually I watch sports these days and I kind of just like watching. I like watching great sports and all sports. But with soccer and the USA and that pride that you have of we want to go out there and win, I was nervous just like any other fan.
Right now we're talking to Patrick Mahomes here for a couple of more minutes. What you guys playing on Saturday? I know with practice, travel time, all of that. Team USA plays at 9:00 against the Netherlands, and also K-State, they play right after that. What you guys schedule on Saturday that you'll be able to watch the game?
It's funny you threw K-State in there like that. But, no, it's I don't know if there's really a plan. I'm sure Coach Reed will have our little, like, mock game walkthrough, our last walkthrough during that time. So we'll probably miss a good bit of it. But maybe while we're kind of getting dressed and getting ready to go to the airplane and travel, we'll be able to throw it on our phones and watch it then. So I'm sure we'll catch at least the second half of it, and I'll be just as nervous then, and hopefully they can maybe build a little bit of a lead for us.
I know you're really good at being able to compartmentalize things during the season. How do you do that this week, knowing everything you've got going on? And also, there's still so much ahead of you guys. You guys are still trying to wrap up the AFC West. You guys are still trying to lock in that one seed and give yourself some rest for the playoffs. How do you keep everything sort of in its own lane so you can be the best that you can be on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of great people around me. I take a lot off my plate. And so just having those people makes me able to focus in when I'm in the building and focus in on the Cincinnati Bengals, a great football team. And luckily for me, I got a great wife who does a lot of great things and keeps stuff off my plate. So she does a great job, and when I'm in the building, I can be a football player, and then when I'm at home, I can be dad.
I don't know if you can answer this or not, but was this a game that you guys had circled? I know you guys try to treat every week, and every week is important. I don't have to tell you the history between you and the team you're playing on Sunday. Was this a game when the schedule came out that you had circled knowing who you were playing?
I don't know if you call it circle, but you always want to beat the team that beat you last. So we lost to them last year twice, and we didn't. And they beat us both with comeback wins, and so we're definitely going to try to do whatever we can to win this game. It's a big part of the season against a great football team that's going to be in the playoffs, so you want to go out there and play at a high level.
How do you move on from a game like that? Just the disappointment of how it ended, feeling like you're going to another Super Bowl, giving yourself a chance to win another championship. How do you mentally move on from what happened at the end of last season?
I mean, the only way to move on is to keep going. And so if we keep going, winning a Super Bowl, I think I'll be all good.
Patrick, I know you've had a busy week, man. We appreciate you hopping on.
I appreciate you, man.
That is our guy, Patrick Mahomes, quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, joining us on the show. Our conversations with him are powered by Google Fiber.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.